Coach, overall, your thoughts on tonight's game?
Well, I was, I was impressed with, the overall play of our guys. You know, obviously it was challenging. Florida State's a terrific basketball team. They got a lot of depth. I was just proud of where our guys stood up and fought and scrapped and clawed to be in a position to win the game. We felt that if we could just stick with the game plan, we knew, it was going to kind of be a game of some runs because they're so good, but we just wanted to just stick around. And we were able to do that. Then we had a lead. I think we were up five or six.
Four.
And then we turned the ball over, I think, two times in a row. And we gave up an offensive rebound late, but you got to give Florida State credit. They did what they had to do to win, but I was definitely proud. I think we can build off a game like this.
Well, and speaking of proud of the guys' effort, you had told them the last 2 days to watch out and not lose your cool after these turnovers, and obviously Florida State was pressing the whole game. How pleased were you with the guys that they didn't lose their cool, didn't lose the momentum, and still stayed in it even after committing a lot of turnovers?
Yeah, I thought late we were tired. I probably could have burned one more timeout, but yes, I was impressed with our mindset, impressed with our toughness. We had some guys really come in. Damon's Tate was terrific. Obviously, Ant hit the big shot to put it in overtime. Miles did a good job in his minutes. We got some really good contributions from a lot of different guys. And, it's a shame, but I think it's a game that you can build from. It's an L on the schedule. But I think it's a win in other ways because you kind of prove that you can, play at a level on an ACC team's floor and, kind of go toe-to-toe with them.
Well, speaking of Damon Tate, he obviously had 26 points in his first game a year ago, but tonight he made some really strong moves to the basket. How can someone like him build off tonight?
Yeah, I just met with him and told him, I said, look, I'm gonna give you what you deserve, I thought early on, he struggled a little bit early and we weren't gonna give up on him. We kept going back to him. We were, and tonight, especially with some guys out, we were able to kind of go back to him and he was ready to go. These young guys are talented and, we're gonna, as I said, we're gonna be able to continue to grow because of the depth of our bench. So, it was great for him. I was really happy that he was able to kind of step up tonight and play the way he did.
And I know you told the broadcasters that Souq Mitone has had the biggest improvement you've ever seen at BU. Tonight he had 16 points, 12 rebounds, and 4 assists. What can you say about him?
He was unbelievable, man. He was just unbelievable. Just a tough kid, competitor, plays to win. Just an outstanding basketball player, outstanding. I think if you're going to win our league, you've got to be good enough to play, go down to Florida State and give them a game. And hopefully you win the game. But I think this bodes well for our league that we were able to play, I think a top 25 team, and play them to the last possession. I think that says something for us if we can just keep trying to improve.
And then a big game against a tough Merrimack on Sunday.
I'm not even thinking about that right now, Scott. You gotta try to recover from this.
Well, but the reason I bring that up is how do you make sure the team builds off this but not also get disappointed from having the chance of beating an ACC team?
No, I think we got a veteran team. We've been through all this stuff. We'll make sure we do our best as a staff to make sure that they learn from this and move on, and just try to get better. The whole thing is tonight we got better. This road trip was good for us. We got better. Regardless of anything, I think we're just trying to get better. So, we'll get them in the right frame of mind, ready to play a really tough game on Sunday.
But then actually one final question. You've been preaching about Florida State's defense. Tonight you scored 80 points against them. What was going right for the offense tonight?
Well, we were just trying to move the ball and cut. We have some guys that can score. We got some guys that can get by you. you know, and we had the ability to make some shots and make some plays. And, you know, Damon was big, and, you know, Ant was big, and obviously Javonte had a big game, and Suk did. So we have some guys that can make some individual plays, and you have to do that against them because they don't really let you run your offense smoothly. I thought we struggled to start the half. We were a little fatigued, and, like, we just had some bad possessions to start the half, and then we got going again. I thought the guys that came in off the bench really helped in that sequence.
All right, thanks, Coach.